Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. World Ocean Radio is continuously monitoring advancements in ocean engineering. As systems evolve, are tested, financed, and implemented, it becomes clear that more and more iterations of previously experimental machines are becoming viable as alternative energy producers, marine trade employers, and contributors to international finance through investments and measurable returns. For example, the world's largest and most powerful tidal turbine is being installed at the European Marine Energy Center in Orkney, Scotland. Constructed by Atlantis Resources and designed for the harsh conditions and weather of the Scottish coasts, the device will produce predictable power for 100 homes at a water velocity of 2.6 meters per second. The Atlantic turbine has an 18-meter rotor diameter, weighs 1,300 tons, and stands 22.5 meters tall from its position on the ocean floor. This project is part of a continuing effort to demonstrate the mechanical viability and commercial capacity for tide-generated renewable technology. The next such European project will be an array of 10 comparable machines built by another manufacturer in the Sound of Islay on Scotland's west coast. A second fascinating example is an innovative offshore floating wind turbine now successfully moored in the North Sea off the Norwegian coast, a formidable advancement for wind technology financed and owned by Statoil, the Norwegian energy conglomerate. This device is substantially larger, 5,300 tons, 165 meters tall, with 65 meters above the sea surface. According to the trade publication Ocean News and Technology, the turbine is secured by cables but otherwise floats free, with its buoyancy maintained by flotation and counterweights of the subsea component, much like the stability of an iceberg. Think about this. The structure must support the tower, the turbine, the variable torque of the rotating blades, and the dynamic stress of changing wave conditions from calm to extreme North Sea weather. The buoyancy is further enhanced by a 3-ton, 100-meter section of cable link that descends over 200 meters toward the bottom, and then connects to the distribution system, also a floating cable, supported by floats that allow for an underwater wave-like movement generated by currents and the changing above-surface sea state. The long, gentle, radius curves of the floating cables accommodates and mitigates the stress placed on both cable and turbine by powerful and diverse natural forces. Even the clamps that hold the system together require a unique engineering solution, as these are the predictable weak spots where the dynamic tensions of changing conditions, module movement, and cable expansion and contraction are concentrated. These projects are representative of many different new technologies under development, to include hydrokinetic devices for run-of-river locations, ocean thermal energy conversion technology, upscaled offshore wind farms, and nearshore wave pumps that push high-pressure water to landside hydroelectric generators that are representative of the kinds of innovation and renewable sources of energy from the ocean that are an essential part of local, national, and international response to limited oil and other natural resources that have been the conventional source of the energy that drives our economies worldwide. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory. Online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.